SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, the Nationals dig in over their opposition to an Indigenous voice to Parliament. The Albanese government to move a censure motion today against the former Prime Minister Scott Morrison. And in sport, Brazil defeats Switzerland at the World Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Samantha Beniak-Brooks. The Nationals have continued to defend their decision to publicly oppose the government's Indigenous Voice to Parliament campaign. Voice to Parliament campaign spokesman Dean Parkins says the decision is rash and illogical and dismissive of the wishes of the overwhelming majority of Indigenous Australians. But Nationals leader David Littleproud says his party consulted with numerous regional community groups in reaching their policy position, which led them to the conclusion that a voice would not help close the gap. Northern Territory Senator Jacinta Price, a Warlpiri Celtic woman who has long campaigned against The Voice, says she is pleased with her party's decision.
We are part of a liberal, democratic Australia. And one of our fundamental principles is that we are all regarded as equal under the law, despite race, despite gender, despite anything else. And why should I, as an Indigenous Australian, be governed under a separate entity than the rest of Australia because of my race?
Former Prime Minister Scott Morrison is expected to be censured in Parliament today over his secret ministerial appointment scandal. The Albanese government is set to put the motion in the House of Representatives after an inquiry report released last week found Mr. Morrison's appointment to five extra portfolios was corrosive to trust in government. The censure motion has no legal consequences, but will express the disapproval of MPs over the former Prime Minister's actions. The opposition has said it will not support the motion. NATO members are gathering in Romania ahead of a two-day meeting of foreign ministers from the bloc, where Ukraine is expected to feature prominently in discussions. The gathering is likely to see NATO make fresh pledges of non-lethal support, fuel, electricity generators, medical supplies, winter equipment, and drone jamming devices. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has already met Romanian President Klaus Iohannis in Bucharest, where it has been controversially decided that Ukraine, now suffering through the 10th month of war against Russia, will one day join the world's biggest military alliance. Mr. Stoltenberg has made no further comment at this stage on the membership bid, but says NATO remains convinced of the importance of investing in defence and support for Ukraine.
We cannot let Putin win. This would show authoritarian leaders around the world that they can achieve their goals by using military force and make the world a more dangerous place for all of us. So it is in our own security interests to support Ukraine.
A United Nations mission has called for the Great Barrier Reef to be listed as a World Heritage Site in danger, amid concern that Australia has failed to adequately address climate change threats. The UN's Reactive Monitoring Mission has just released its report months after touring the reef in March, when the Morrison government was still in power, recommending the change in status. The report says an in-danger listing for the reef is warranted because Australia's management frameworks, strategies and plans to protect the reef lack clear climate change targets and implementation measures which are of utmost urgency. The final decision will rest with the World Heritage Committee when it meets next year. In football news, Brazil has booked its place in the knockout stages of the World Cup, the five-time world champions beating Switzerland 1-0. A goal from midfielder Casemiro in the 83rd minute was, ultimately, the difference between the sides. But despite the defeat, Switzerland is still the front-runner for the other knockout stage spot from Group G. They're on 3 points and need only a draw from their final group stage match against Serbia to advance to the round of 16. Both Serbia and Cameroon need to win their final games to make it to the knockout stage. Their last match against each other ended in a wild 3-3 draw after the Serbs relinquished a 3-1 lead. That's the latest from SBS News. I'm Samantha Beniak-Brooks.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.